If you've ever wondered why I present Jesus to you, it's because Jesus died for you on a cross. He's God's Son. He is God. And God so loved the world that He gave us the Lord Jesus. And Jesus came to this earth and He lived on this earth, and then He was taken and crucified on a cross. And when He died on that cross, He took upon Himself your sin and my sin. And He died. And when He died, your sin and my sin died with Him. And then by the power of God, He was raised on the third day. So that Jesus now is alive. And when Jesus came out of the grave, He didn't bring our sin with Him. Our sin remained in the grave. The Encouraging
Word. Welcome to The Encouraging Word, featuring the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton. Today's message is Beginning with God, and you'll discover in these next few moments together that God's Word has an encouraging message for you today. As we study the Word, Dr. Don wants me to remind you, we're here for you. We're connecting both online at theencouragingword.org and the phone number 866-899-WORD. As a matter of fact, online right now, you can see a number of resources that will help you grow in your faith, including the Daily Encouraging Word email. I suggest you sign up for it. You'll be blessed every day with a word of encouragement from Dr. Wilton. It's a great blessing. Sign up right now. Online at theencouragingword.org. Now, Dr. Wilton.
O Lord, our God, how majestic You are in all Your ways, O Lord. For You alone are God. There is none like Thee. In Your story, O Lord, You tell us at the end that around the throne, on each side of the throne, the four living creatures will gather. And each one of them would have six wings and are full of eyes all around and within. And day and night around Your throne, God, Creator, sovereign in all Your ways, they will never cease to sing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and who is and who is to come." And whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to the One who is seated upon the throne, who lives forever, the 24 elders fall down before Him who is seated on the throne, and they worship Him who lives forever and forever, and they cast their crowns before the throne. And they cry out as they sing together, "Worthy, O You, O Lord, our God and our Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for You created all things. And by Your will, they exist and are created." This is Your story, O God, our God. For it is in You that we live and move and have our being. You looking down, You see us. This is Your story, and we are Your people. Speak, O Lord, for we are listening as we pray together in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to ask you to take a copy of God's Word in whatever manner you have it, whether it be electronically, or whether you have a hard copy of the Bible. I'm going to ask you to turn to Genesis chapter 1, beginning with God. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 27. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him, both male and female. God created them. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 21. And the Lord God made for Adam and Eve, garments made out of skins, and God clothed them. Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. The Lord God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord regretted that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart. So the Lord said, I will blot out man whom I have created from the face of the land, man and animals and creeping things and birds of the heavens, for I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. May God himself write his story upon our hearts, and may his name be praised. Beginning with God is the single most important thing that we could ever do. That's the experience of my own life. I battle to begin every day with God greatly. I wish that I could be far more consistent in beginning my day with God. I wish that I could be far more disciplined and get up every morning, as my wife and I resolved to do, just an hour earlier and begin with God. We try to do that every day, but sometimes it's the end of the day, I will confess. Many times I'm just too tired to get up an extra hour earlier. And I have a great habit of turning my alarm clock off before it even begins to ring. God doesn't bless me any differently when I begin with him at the end. But when I begin with him, something happens to my day. My journey is so much the sweeter. I feel far more encouraged. God feeds my heart, and it seems as though all the things that I encounter are fortified by something that God tells me in his story, because his story is designed for someone just like me. This is the greatest story ever told. This Bible, this book, this is God's story. God has put something in my heart to say to you today. Because when you begin with God, you will very quickly see five things. When you begin to read God's story as God has written it, his word, when you take your own perspective out of it, when you remove those hurts that we all have, when you make a concerted decision that perhaps for quite a while in your life you're going to lay aside your own particular opinion about the way in which life is and where we come from and who we are and how it all fits together and what our purpose is and where it is that we could ever go to find peace and joy and happiness and how we could ever possibly be truly blessed, and how we could even remotely know that we are loved and cherished. And when you lay aside all your own personal dispositions and arguments, your own denominational preferences and your upbringings and your cultural heritage and all the things that we deal with, and you just simply say, this is God's word. I am going to read his story. When you begin with God, you will quickly see, number one, that God has always been there. That's what verse 1 is all about in this great passage that I read. It's very quite simple. God said it in the beginning, God. And when you begin with God, you will very quickly discover that God has always been there. You see, what God is saying to us at the beginning of his story is that he is, in fact, exactly who he says he is. And he's the only one. He's the only God. There are no other gods. And he is eternal. He's sovereign. He's eternally existent. He's majestic in all his ways. So I can tell you unequivocally that the story is going to affirm that very quickly you will see that God has always been there, which means because of his eternal, sovereign, divine nature, he always will be there. He hasn't gone anywhere. Number two, you will very quickly see that people have always been too. When you begin with God, you very quickly discover, that's what we read about in verse 27, God created man in his own image. He created them both. What was it that he said? Male and female.
You're listening to Dr. Don Wilton, and there's so much more to today's message, beginning with God, coming up in just a few moments. But Dr. Wilton wants me to remind you, we're here for you. We're connecting online at theencouragingword.org. As a matter of fact, you can hear this message again, sign up for the podcast, or watch video versions of this right there online at theencouragingword.org. We also want you to know we're here to pray with you and for you. Our phone number, I pray you would jot it down, store it in your cell, is available not just now during the broadcast, but 24 hours a day. We'd love to speak with you, to listen and pray, connect you with great resources at the other end of 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. We would love to pray with you and for you as we study the Word together and study how God is changing us, literally changing our lives from the inside out. As a matter of fact, here's a testimony of that very thing.
How very blessed Bob and I have been to have worshiped by way of TV and radio. We thank you both for the way you ministered to us both. And then after the passing of my beloved Bob last November and my not being able to get out on my own to go to a local church after my knee surgery, it has been a difficult time for me after spending 58 years with such a godly, wonderful man. And your messages have helped me to recover. Thank you for your constant focus on the Lord Jesus Christ and loving us all as he has loved us. As Bob's last name was Maine, he would have loved that you have adopted the great saying, keep the main thing the main thing. Congrats on 25 wonderful years.
It's exciting to hear how God's Word is coming to life in the testimonies of friends like that. You know, if God's doing something unique in your life, Dr. Don would love to hear your story as well. Why don't you email him? You can email him at Don, D-O-N, at theencouragingword.org. That's Don at theencouragingword.org. He would love to hear your story. And speaking of your story, as we continue to write that together, if you haven't signed up for the Daily Encouraging Word Bible Guide, it's a wonderful jump start to your day. You can just text the word DAILY to 30500. That's right, just one word, DAILY to 30500. We'll send you a quick link and you'll be able to sign up. And by this time tomorrow, you'll be receiving every day a word of encouragement, a bit of inspiration from Dr. Don Wilton right here from the Encouraging Word. Now back to today's message, beginning with God.
What was it that he said? Male and female. Let me tell you about what happens when you read the story and you lay aside all the things that you wonder about and you think about and you query about and you try to figure out, and you will very quickly discover that people have always been just two. God didn't make man any other way, male and female. But you're also going to discover something very quickly when you begin with God. Number three, you will discover that sin has always been a killer. Just run that by again. Sin has always been a killer. See, that's what we are reading about here in chapter 6, I just read to you one little excerpt, how that God came to the determination that the heart of man is exceedingly wicked, and God grieved in his heart that he had made a people like you and me. And so he made an eternal divine decision that he could not in any way tolerate the sin of man. There was no room in his righteous heart. He could not accommodate sin because he is holy. This is the God in the beginning of which we speak. This is his story. And so God was trying to show us that sin has always been a killer. In fact, it began with Adam and Eve. They were perfect. They had a beautiful place to live, and they sinned against God, and that relationship was summarily terminated. They were thrown out. That's what happens to you and me when we sin. Sin is a killer. It's never changed. God didn't put a rider onto this. It wasn't even a theorem. Pythagoras wouldn't even be able to wendle his way through something like this. There was no kind of formula that could be applied to circumvent what God was telling us about everything that contradicts the holiness and the righteousness of God. Sin is a killer. It destroys, it separates. It moves you from the back front row to the back row. It means that you cannot have fellowship with God. Sin has always been a killer. But there's a fourth thing that you will very quickly discover when you begin with God, and that is that hope has always been provided. Hope has always been provided. That's what beginning with God tells us, this story, his story. And it began right there with Adam and Eve. They sinned. It killed them. It uncovered their nakedness. It produced shame in the human heart. It separated them from everything that God intended for them to have and to be. They were thrown out and prevented from coming back in. And yet God, who is so rich in mercy, immediately provided hope for them. And through the shedding of the blood of an animal, he made a garment of skin, and he covered their shame, and he raised them up. And even in the context of their sinfulness, he blessed them, just like he did with Noah. We read about it just a moment ago, because God looked down as he tells us his story, and he sees the human heart, and it grieved him that every inclination of the heart of man was wicked, and that man would sin against him and would do that which was grievous in his sight. And yet the Bible tells us in verse 8 of chapter 6, but Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. But there's one more thing. When you begin with God, you will very quickly see that blessings have always been an integral part of God's purpose for the people for whom Christ died. Blessings. I just want to give you a heads up, because we're going to read it in the story all the way through. And God blessed them. And God blessed them. And God blessed them. And God blessed them. And God blessed me. And God blessed you. You know, God has blessed us with so many things. He wants to bless you, my friend. Come and have a meal on God's story. Eat to the full. Soak it up. Because God wants to bless you. It's time. He's going to bless you. Oh, he's going to bless you. God blessed Noah. And we're going to discover, I just can't wait. I just want to get onto all the rest of them. And then you're going to be in that number. I want to be in that number, don't you? God wants to bless you by giving to you his salvation. He wants you to belong to him because he loves you. He wants you to live a full and meaningful life. He wants to bless your family. He wants to provide for your needs. He wants to minister. He wants to be the source of encouragement. God wants to bless you. Are you ready to begin with God? When you begin with God, my friend, you'll very quickly see that God has always been there. People have always been too. There's no other way. You'll very quickly find out that sin has always been a killer. You'll very quickly, when you begin with God in His story, you will very quickly discover that hope today and hope beyond the grave has always been provided. Jesus loves you. That's God's way. And you'll very, very quickly find that blessings have always been God's purpose. That's what He has purposed for you.
Such great truth. God has always been there, and even now He's using this broadcast to let you know that He loves you. He is ready to receive you into His family, to watch the power of God work in you in a wonderful way, to help you become the woman of God, the man of God that you were made to be. Oh, we'd love to pray with you, speak with you. Our phone number is 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. And before we get away, Dr. Don Wilton has perhaps the most important few seconds of today's broadcast coming up next.
God has spoken to you, hasn't He? And you're ready to give your heart to Jesus. I'd love to help you right now. Would you pray this prayer with me and accept Jesus into your heart and life? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that Jesus loves me and died for me on the cross. Right now, I repent of my sin and I confess my sin to the Lord Jesus Christ. Come into my heart and save me today and forgive me for my sin. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer, we'd love to get alongside of you and celebrate with you and send you some literature and help you as you begin to grow. And I want you to know that I love you very, very much. And by the way, don't leave. Don't go away, whatever you do, because I'll be right back.
Now the Lord has spoken to you. Won't you let us speak with you, pray with you? The number again is 866-899-WORD. I pray you would jot it down, store it in your cell, 866-899-9673. We'll connect you 24 hours a day. We would love to pray with you and pray for you and be a part of how God could use His encouraging word to encourage you to be the woman of God, the man of God that you're called to be. Again, the number is 866-899-9673. Or you can meet us online as well. If you'd rather go keyboard to keyboard, we'll meet you right there at theencouragingword.org. That's theencouragingword.org. As a matter of fact, before we get away, Dr. Don has some closing thoughts for you about the encouraging word.
Hello, my friends. I want to just personally speak to you for a minute today from my heart to yours. I hope you're having a great day today. I don't think that there's ever been a more better or perhaps important time for us to respond to this world by standing up for righteousness. I know that you'll agree with me. In fact, with this in mind, I'd like to invite you to become an Encourager Ministry partner with me. Together, we can impact lives both now and for all eternity. The Daily Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener-supported ministry. And to know that you are standing with me financially enables me to move forward with confidence to do the work God has called me to do. So please, let me ask you to call the number provided at the end of today's broadcast and say, I want to become an encourager. Thanks so much for helping me.
After the Encouraging Word broadcast is over, there's still a wonderful place to connect 24 hours a day. It's theencouragingword.org. You can visit our message archives, download Dr. Wilton's sermons, or sign up for our weekly podcast. A favorite button on our website is the prayer request button, where you can share a prayer request or personal need. Maybe you have a praise report or a testimony. Let us know so we can rejoice with you as well. You can also sign up for our daily Bible guide and have devotions sent to your email every single day. Now, if you have a question about your salvation, perhaps questions about how to share your faith with a friend, let us walk you through the steps to a personal relationship with Jesus and the ability to share that with others. If you're looking for a book from Dr. Wilton or maybe a CD or DVD, we have resources ready to send to you at the click of a button. No matter what the reason, we hope you'll connect with us today online at theencouragingword.org.
You know, I I want to say something to you personally. You ready for this? Thank you. It's a powerful word, isn't it? Small one, powerful. I want to thank you. You see, the sun hardly rises or sets in a day that we don't see people coming to know Christ through this broadcast ministry. Every day. And you make that possible through your prayers, most of all, and through your financial giving. God is doing something great. And in our world today, this medium of television, very important, folks. This is very, very important. God is allowing us to go into more and more homes across the United States of America. Thank you for helping us make this possible. And let's never stop praying that people would come to know Jesus. You know, one of the things I want to say to you is let's stay connected. You know, we've got so many means to be able to do that. You can write to us, email us. You've got all the details right there in front of us. We're a family together. We stay connected in so many ways. And your life is very important to me. I see you there. And God shows me. And I want to be able to pray with you and connect with you and be a vital part of your relationship, your growth. Your needs are mine. I'm walking in your shoes. And I want to pray for you. Please don't stop. Call us, write us, keep praying, keep giving, keep connecting, keep rejoicing, keep celebrating, keep striving. God is on His throne. This is the encouraging word. And now you know why. God bless you.
I thank God for Dr. Don. I remember back in 2002, my dad, Boyce Canup, called me and told me, while listening to Don preach, he gave his heart to God. Then he wrote Don a letter, and Don read it in the service. I prayed for 20 years for my dad. I thank you, Dr. Don, for doing God's will. My dad always wanted to meet you, but his health would not let him get out. He passed away 3 years ago, and he watched Don preach every weekend.
Thank you so much for sending me the Daily Encouraging Word devotional. I passed it on to a friend from Kenya, and now he's sending it to his sister in Kenya. The encouraging word has been such a blessing to me.
The number Dr. Wilton referred to is 866-899-WORD. It'll connect you with us whether you're sharing a praise report or prayer request, connecting with resources, or becoming an encourager. It's our portal to connect with you. Voice to voice, in this day of texting, sometimes it's good just to talk. That number's 866-899-9673. Or if you'd rather, like my bride would, go keyboard to keyboard, you just type away theencouragingword.org. We'd love to meet you there. Until next time, take care and God bless.